like right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. The beginning harmony was something. That was the beginning of a spooky film.
That was spooky.
It was too good. I couldn't contain myself.
I was scared. I was scared for my life.
You should be.
I am, and I won't stop. I love to shriek.
What? That's not shrieking.
When you're scared?
Ah! I hate shrieking.
Okay. I didn't know.
Wait,
you felt
that way.
What do
you mean you shriek?
Shriek? Like when I watch a scary movie.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you know. And something like, I sometimes tell myself, I go, Jesse, something's about to happen. I go, got it. We're locked and loaded. We know something's about to pop out. You don't need to have a big, huge reaction. It's always a big, too big, like, reaction.
It's like when a man sneezes.
Ew, yeah.
You know what I can't stand?
It's wild.
I'm like,
do you need
who
something,
is that for?
Sir? Yeah, who
are you alerting? Yeah. Like, why?
What's the
I
performance?
Have the daintiest sneeze.
Oh.
You'll ever hear.
That's
I hope
nice.
One comes naturally. I can
Me
feel
too.
One bubbling up.
Oh, look at the light, they say.
I hold it in.
Why?
They say not to hold it in, but I...
Oh, why?
Oh, because I feel like people would look at me. It's the same.
Oh, you mean you hold it that way? Sometimes I plug my nose. Only if I don't have a tissue and I'm like, I simply can't wreck the outfit and everyone around me.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Then yeah. I'm like, I'm plugging it for safety. In the pandemic, I was like, out of respect. When you had the mask on, I was like, well, I can't.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I've managed, though, to plug my nose without touching it.
That's really...
Thank you.
That's a lot.
Thanks.
You mentally are like nothing. See, and that's such a
yeah,
like...
You can like block it.
People who plug their nose are people who suppress emotions.
Me?
Right? Like people
suppress
who are like...
Suppress emotions?
People are like, I would never disturb other people based on a bodily function I can't control.
I will suppress.
I know.
I'm pretty good at suppressing.
I know you are. You're the king of suppressing.
Thank you.
You reign high, you know? How's life for you?
Good. Great.
Is it? January is hard, and I think not enough people talk about it.
It's almost over.
Thank God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, January can be a little hard.
Well, I think for a lot of people.
And honestly, I don't think I'm alone in it.
I don't think you are either. I think there's proven science, really, that...
That January's hard.
January is the month of seasonal affective disorder. Sad.
Sad disorder.
If you will. When we went to a Broadway show a few weeks ago, I forgot to tell you the story.
Oh, my God.
And then when we were leaving, we went to a diner, and we were leaving.
Yeah.
And I hailed a cab, right?
Yeah.
I got in the cab. The cab driver was like, where's the girl?
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? And he was like, the girl hailed the cab first. And I was like, she's going a different way. Like, that was my friend. She's not coming. He's like, well, she hailed it first, so she should have gotten it. And I was like, she didn't need a cab. Like, fucking weirdo. I'm like, what did you want to do to my fucking friend?
Yeah,
what a chivalrous cab driver. Getting
That's really sweet.
And then we're in the thing. He's also being a douche because we're on 9th Avenue, right? Which
yeah.
goes south. Okay.
Yeah.
I need to go. We're on like 54th.
Yeah.
I need to go to like 30th. Okay.
Right.
On the east side. And instead of turning immediately down 9th,
yeah.
he goes straight. So now we are literally going through Times Square for no reason. Except to run the meter.
That's why I don't trust cabs.
And I'm like, and then as we're sitting, he's like, are you all right? And I was like, yes. And he's like, oh, I thought you were sleeping back there. And I was like,
I could
my
if
eyes
I wanted
are open.
To. Yeah.
And he was like, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then as he's going, I'm like, which way are you going? And he's like, you said blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I did say that. Which way are you going? And it was like, he was
like
just
his
very berserk. Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't
That's
like
scary.
Either.
I have a face that says, do not speak to me if I'm in the back of your car.
Have you seen my face?
I know, but I'm like,
this is the first cab driver that's ever spoken to me. No one speaks to me in public.
Yeah. Wow. Cabs also can
but
be.
But he also said, he's like, oh, this weather, a lot of people say it brings on depression.
He was trying to chat.
No, I don't know what he was like being weird.
He was flirting with you. No, I don't know. But he was chatting.
He was
at
not
least.
Flirting with me.
Well, he was chatting. He wanted to chat at least.
But aggressively.
Yeah. Some people don't
like
know how to chat.
He wanted to chat like this. Like that's how he would respond to things. We're laughing because that's what Jesse does to do men by without meaning to.
I do it on purpose.
Ready? This is me hitting on Jesse at the bar. So where are you from originally?
Virginia. Thank you. Like but that's if I don't want to talk to you. If I do, I'm like, oh, bonjour.
I can't imagine you not wanting to talk to someone.
Yeah, just sometimes if I get creeped out or if I don't
you
like
now,
their energy.
I feel like the
old me
Jesse.
Obviously was a stone cold bitch.
Yeah.
Like just the way I walked around, I didn't want people to interact. Now, yeah, there's very few people I guess I don't want to talk to. But sometimes I'll talk to someone and I'll sort of be like, okay, that was like, we've had polite banter and now I want to get back to whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then they'll keep talking. And then I'm like, okay, I'm pulling out from the records how to end this conversation the nicest way I possibly can until I go, sorry, I actually don't want to speak to you anymore, which I will say.
You say that out loud.
I will.
That's where we're different.
Although there was someone I didn't want to talk to. The problem was it was a woman. And I couldn't say it to her.
I've never said it to anybody. I don't think.
Yeah.
Because I'm like.
I'm pretty.
If someone said that to me, I would. They would be dead in my mind.
I try to like. I mean, I'm not doing it socially. Like sometimes.
Not like I would kill them, but right. Like I would never speak to them again.
Yeah. I mean, that's like. I'm talking about like people that are strangers that I meet.
Yeah.
Like, I forget who I was. A guy came up at a bar and said something. He was like, I don't wear condoms. And I said, goodbye. Like, I'm not, I don't need to continue.
No, that's.
You know what I mean? You go, goodbye.
Hi. I don't wear condoms.
Like, it was a very young, stupid thing. But I said, I don't need to entertain this at all.
I've been watching, as we know, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
And he, like, has very dominant.
Energy
and like game kind of.
Ooh.
So this girl he thinks is like flirting and then he's like, do you want to have sex with me?
Oh wow.
What would you do
if a guy said that? Yeah.
Who was hot, you did in fact think about having sex with him. That's the thing.
I'd probably
if
be
a
like,
guy is hot and says something,
I know
it's hot. If a guy is ugly,
you're like, are you out of your mind? You know what he said to
How
me?
Dare you, you fucking weirdo.
I mean, I've had guys like that one Tinder date I went on. I forget what he was saying, but he was just alluding to it in such a way that I went, all right, let's cut the shit. Like, I was just like, okay, so I just want to make sure we're on the same page of like what it is that's happening and what you're looking for and like what I gauge you're looking for.
He's like, are you here to fuck me? I think he says. And she's like, no, I'm here for the business because she's there to do business.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, great. Because then we can proceed. Like, basically,
let me shift categories where you are in my mind, which I understand. Oh, I like that.
And she's married.
Oh, well.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah, sometimes you have to. I actually don't know if that's true, but sometimes you definitely can if you'd like to.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean,
I don't know. Yeah, some people can say anything, really.
Like, it's true.
Even on dating apps. Like, well, I was talking to this guy yesterday, and I was like, I went to an Orange Theory class, and he was like, oh, can I come? And I was immediately like, ew. Like, I was like, I'm disgusted. I was like, if this was a hot, I was truly like, why am I so turned off by, well, first of all, it's like, I don't even know you. And so do I want you to come to my, no.
It's also like, do I want a first date? That's a thing.
People who like exercise first dates are.
No, because it can be an ick so quickly.
Almost immediately. If I see you in gym shorts, I'm probably out. Like, I'm already done.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. And if you do leggings under it, I'm also out. Like, I don't want to see you where
they have a big.
True.
That's why they're strapping down.
They got a strap. But yeah, for me, I also like, I'm not cute when I work out. I am working out. You know what I mean? I look like I look around because some girls look so I'm like, that girl's cute. I love her set. That girl's cute. Like cute.
The setting. Like, the one strap set that all the girlies are wearing.
You have to have small tits for that. Let me tell you. I'm like, one tit of mine would be bopping the person next to me.
And the asses. The way these yoga pants.
Oh, they go.
Really do great things.
For butts.
For butts.
Butts and yoga pants. Especially the ones that have like the little lift. Like that little shelf.
A little
like,
BBL shelf.
Excuse me. I'm like, all the girls in my class, I'm like, no notes. You all look literally so hot. Literally.
I'm a homosexual and that's why I am staring daggers into your butt.
Me too.
I'm like, it's not sexual. I'm just a fan.
I'm a fan of the butt. Me too. Yeah. And I really want to invest in cute workout clothes. I really want to do it. I think it'd be good, but I just haven't. And I do look just disheveled.
I had a hot male instructor today in class.
What did you do?
I hate it. Don't get sexy with it.
Sorry.
I hate, there's two things I don't want hot ever. Okay. A hot doctor and a hot fitness instructor.
You don't want a hot fitness instructor?
I want the ugliest doctor at the hospital.
Yeah. I want to be able to tell him like I'm bleeding from my ass and not feel weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I want like no bedside manner.
No.
He's married for 40 years.
Yeah.
Vary that. But
I love
when
that.
It comes to workout? Fitness instructors, a hot girl, I'll take.
Okay.
I love a hot girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I prefer a woman fitness instructor always.
I think I would as well. Unless I wanted.
And hot men.
Yeah.
And I guess most instructors in general are hot when it's men or women.
Yeah.
But like a hot man, I'm like,
what are you
the
doing?
The power dynamic is off.
It's weird.
It's too much.
Yeah.
And he was hot. He was like holding on to the bag as you do.
Oh,
like,
I was damn. Like,
get out of here. Yeah, what are you doing it to that girl for? I thought that I was special.
Yeah.
You
know? Ooh, there's a lot of jealousy in that class.
Exactly.
How could there not be?
I'm like, don't make me feel special.
And then you
for
get to
two
see,
seconds if you're not going to make me feel special for the rest of my life.
I would love to see the game that girls have with, because like the owner at my gym, I guess at some point, like started dating one of the members and then like dated this other member and is now with them. But I'm like, the drama that must have come from that. And I'm like, I can't see myself really ever being a part of that type of drama. First of all, I keep my head down. No. I feel like, but second of all, I would be like, because one time when I first moved to New York, this is a funny story. I first moved to New York. I met this guy. Oh, I met him because I was joining a gym. Okay. So he's like helping me join the gym, showing me around. I'm in a like great mood that day. No one knows why. I'm flirty, flirty. He's flirty, flirty. He was like, let's go for a walk. I'm like flirting with this guy. He invites me to his jiu-jitsu class that he's teaching, which was traumatic.
Like, this is a scam.
I know. Well,
this is a scam.
No, but then, okay. So I go to his class, which I almost die and I almost kill him. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And then I was like, wait, now I'm scared to go to the gym. Every time I went to the gym, I was like, better try to look cute. And I was like, this is dumb. So I had to drop the gym. Like, I was like, I literally can't do this. Like, I need to be able to go to the gym when I just need to like go to the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to look cute and flirt. Who's looking
people
cute?
People meet at the gym.
I know, though. People meet at the gym.
But that's in like classes, like Rumble.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no real talking because it's.
People talk.
It's not like
talk.
A gym. At a gym.
Oh, at a
I
gym.
Feel like
people
gym. Are fucking.
And like when I used to go to a gym, I never spoke to one person one time ever.
No, me either.
Not one time ever. And maybe the new me, I don't know. I can't see myself. First of all, I don't think I would ever go up to anybody. And I also don't find anybody doing anything at the gym that attractive. Do you know what I mean? Like a guy's lifting
really?
A lot. I'm like, tool. Like, I don't think I'm ever like, I wonder if he cares for children. Like, I just am. That's more if I saw him holding a puppy, I'd be like.
I feel like I find certain things hot at the gym.
Yeah. Like re-racking something and cleaning equipment I find like hot. I'm like, wow, he cares about other people.
That's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
There are the people that care. You can tell a lot about how someone was raised by how they act at the gym.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a girl in front of me yesterday that kicked my bench and then turned around and apologized to me immediately as though she had stepped on me
personally.
And I was like, this woman, the nicest woman that's ever existed.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, were you raised in the South? You really have such a classy.
I'm like, wow, she's amazing.
I'm voting for her. Literally. I don't know when, but I am.
The other guy over here is taking too long. Okay. And people are waiting for the bet. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
He was raised by animals.
Truly. Yeah. Like at Orange Theory, everyone gets an allotted amount of space. And sometimes like people will spread out. And I'm like, oh, your wingspan is so large. You have to be in my space.
You know what?
You think we're not going to fight?
I think about it all the time.
Tell me
that. And I believe this is true. If it's wrong,
sue me.
But I believe it's true that our wingspan is the same as our height.
I've heard that.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So
like
I'm
when you think about
6 foot wide.
And I'm 5'6" wide. So what?
I mean, so you, sometimes I feel like in gym fitness classes.
Sure.
Everybody is different. We can't be having these like. Different.
Oh, so you do think he should get a little more space?
I think there should be various spaces.
Interesting.
So that if someone.
Yeah, I hear that. But then what about when the 5'2 girl picks that space? What are we going to do to her?
But then it's like that's things like you don't have to pick that space. But then when this guy is bumping into someone else's space, it's like.
We know why.
Well, he doesn't want to be bumping into other people's spaces.
He just can't fit.
I saw this girl post something on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Facebook. What the fuck am I talking about?
I know.
Instagram?
Okay.
But basically like complaining that there was two men, like it was a flight where you pick your own seats, which never. So Southwest, I'm assuming.
Flight?
Or where you don't have an assigned seat.
Oh, absolutely not. Like Southwest,
you don't have an assigned seat.
Are you kidding?
No.
I would not feel comfortable boarding that plane.
You have to like pay extra, I think, to like pick your seat. Otherwise, it's like a boarding group and you just like, it's a free for all.
No, I'd be like, I guess I'm the overhead bin, middle overhead bin.
So never. But like she was basically saying like these two men sat next to her, like with her.
In the middle?
So I don't know how they pick. Why was she sitting in the middle to begin with? I don't know. That sounds like a strategic move that backfired.
Yeah.
But basically like complaining that they didn't do it to the man who was sitting in the row behind her. But I'm like, why? And it was like this whole thing about like male privilege, which, yes, I understand that. But also I'm like, why? They're not going to sit.
Yeah.
It's all about space.
Here's the thing also. You know, that's the thing that's the hardest about planes. It's like the fact that you share.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I want to see. Oh, gosh. Cold and scared. You look cold and scared. Oh, you're good. Yeah. Are you OK?
I'm good. Thank you. Okay. Just water.
You don't even take the armrest?
I make myself as tiny as I possibly can because I already know people get on the plane as like this. That's them when they see that they're sitting next to me.
Oh God. But that's literally what's funny is doesn't matter. I mean, I've never been like, I've never been like, yay, that person's next to me. I'm like, damn, someone's next to me. I'm like livid that there's any human next to me on the flight.
But are you telling me when there's a tiny person next to you, you're not like, this is easier?
I've had people sit crisscross applesauce. They're so teeny. They're doing like a weird pretzel. And I'm like, hi, excuse me. Could you not?
Can you imagine sitting cross-legged on a plane?
Oh, I think it's. And I was like, I don't know what's happening over here. I said, I'm just not going to look. But then the armrest, like who gets the armrest? Are we sharing? Are we doing ones in the front, ones in the back? And then when it's a guy, the guy just takes the armrest. And then I'm like, feminism, you fight for that armrest.
There should be more like written bylaws. The seat should have a picture who gets the armrest.
I think so, too. Like, it's too much. I think everyone gets one. Like the guy in the aisle, I'm like, your armrest is in the aisle. You see, mine has to be over here. And the window has the one next to me on this side because there's no, I don't think one by the window. Maybe there is, but I simply can't.
Yeah.
Scary. It's scary on a plane. I don't wish to go on a plane.
You know what I aspire to be someday? You know, girls or men, but I've only ever seen girls do it, that drive with like, like like one leg is up.
I do that.
Like you have.
Oh, how high are you going? Like, I just like, put like it on
one
like
foot
the.
Is on.
Yeah, I do that.
You drive with like, and so your knee would be like up here.
Oh, no, no. I have it just like up a little bit, like on the part that sort of like it's up. It's with me. I now have weird sciatica when I drive, like my butt. My mom used to always be like, my sciatica, my butt. And I'd be like, God, that's so lame. And then I drove cross country with my ex and was like, my butt. Like I was like, my sciatica is a bitch. So I pop my leg up. I like try to trick myself to be like, you're not driving. You're sitting. You're not driving. You're sitting.
You know what I hate? When you're driving in a long haul and then it'll get in my head.
Yeah.
That my, like the top of my ankle.
Yeah.
Is cramping. Even if it's not, it like starts
yeah.
in my head. Like it's gonna cramp. And then it's like all I can think about. And I'm like, I have to stretch my foot.
I know.
Or I'm gonna kill my, like.
Yeah.
That is
then
the
worst.
Then
you have to do cruise control. Thank God for cruise control.
But like if you're
I know
in traffic.
I know. Traffic for your body. I'm like, I simply my body can't. Like it actually like physically cannot take it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how much do I have to work out to be able to sit and just move my foot up and down? Why is that the biggest workout I've ever had in my life?
My cruise control also really triggers my like anger because yeah. if
I know
I have to turn it like if I'm like, you motherfucker.
I'm like, we're cruising over like, here. I'm sorry, we're cruising.
If you're like passing a rest stop and you're like, this bitch better not try to get into, you better wait for the next guy. You better, this bitch. If I have to turn off my cruise control.
Oh, it's bad.
I'm losing my mind.
I know, it's bad. It is like, that's where the road rage like really comes in. I also like, you know, I don't know what I saw as a kid, which was about like, don't drink water bottles in the car. Or like, if you do, hold on to it. Because if it gets under the pedal.
The brake, yeah.
You can't brake.
Yep.
And now that Evian you had to buy for $226 killed your life. And I'm like, if you're drinking bottles in the car, fine. Keep them where I can see them.
I knew someone who like had a family member that died of eating in the car, choked on a chicken nugget, and there was no one in the car to help them.
That, I mean, that's every single person's fear is when they start choking alone in their home and they go, I could have died and no one would have helped me. My rule would be to run into the lobby and pass out there. So hopefully someone finds me. But like, yeah, that's really scary. And I hate that. I hate that on a chicken nugget.
I mean, if you're going to go,
might as well be on a nuggie.
But also you can't be eating fast food while driving because it gets too greasy.
Yeah, I don't see, and I love a road trip, but I don't like long road trips. And I am a passenger princess. Like I've never felt more aligned with something in my life where I'm like, oh, that's me. I don't ever want to drive. And I like, I'm happy to provide the snacks and the entertainment, but I simply can't navigate or drive.
You can't navigate or drive?
Really can't navigate or drive.
So the driver has to
do both. Unfortunately, it can help a little bit, but I get my rights and my lefts confused. So they just have to be okay with going the wrong direction.
But what are you looking at?
My life.
No, I mean, like,
I know
it's not like we live in a world where we're like using a map.
Yeah. So most of the time it's on their phone anyway. Every now and then, like we'd be in the middle. That's how I knew I wasn't going to end up with my ex, to be honest.
Why?
Is how he would treat like that part. Of road trips.
Do you want to explain?
Like,
more?
I think that I'm dyslexic. I do my best. I got yelled out as a kid a lot when we would have, by the way, the hardcover maps. My mom would go, help, get me out of this. And I'd just be sitting there crying, being like, I don't even understand where we are on this and how do I play this game of Tetris? Like, so it really triggers me and I'm just like really scared that I'm going to mess up. And when I drive myself, I'm always like, oh, build in 30 minutes for getting lost. I'm just like, you're going to get lost. You're going to make a wrong turn. Not a big deal. We're building that time in. But when I'm with someone else, I'm like, here we go. Like, I'm scared I'm going to get yelled at or like something's going to happen. So I'll be like, hey, I can navigate, but it does really stress me out. I don't think I'm that good at it. I'm happy to try. But like if I were a betting woman, I wouldn't give me that.
That's why, to be honest, I prefer long drives by myself because
that's you going, I never want to drive with her. And I respect
no,
you.
No, because there's
it.
No, I don't like, say I it. Have to pee.
Oh, that's fine.
But then it's not always fine. If you're with someone else, then they get
see,
annoyed.
I don't like that. But see, but that's when you're like, that's when
there's
you're
no
in
pee anxiety when you're alone.
But that's when you're on a road trip with someone who isn't your person or not. Like, that's what I'm saying is when you go on a road trip, and I've been on road trips where, like, it's just fun. Like, it's just
fun. How many road trips have you been on? This woman, it's Crossroads over here.
I really am. I love a Crossroads. Shonda Rhimes wrote, you know what I mean? And it's like, I love that. I love a beef jerky. I love a sweet snack. Like, that's what I'm bringing. I'm bringing fun. I love, you know, the games I play? You don't know me until you've been in a car with me for 4 hours, okay? And I'm a hoot and a holler. But some people I've gone on, like, car trips with that it's like, God, we have so much fun. We laugh the whole time, we bond. And some people I go and I start to notice I have anxiety or I'm nervous as they have to go to the bathroom because we're gonna get behind. Or like when they're driving and I'm like, wow, we're almost on empty. They're like, that's okay, just turn off the AC. I'm like, why are we at this point? Like, why am I so scared now we're gonna run out of gas? Or just like they're not the car trip person. If we're all cars in this life, picking who we're gonna take our car trip with. There are some people that when you go on a road trip, you're like, oh, you're not my person. You can find it out there. You really can. You're like, oh, I don't want to be scared to tell you I have to go to the bathroom. I don't want to be on that car trip.
A road trip is a good way to tell.
Yes.
If someone's your person. I mean, I think any trip you can. Yes. A long trip with a single person. That's
you're
going to
learn a lot.
Give you a lot.
I know. And some people like really on trips and stuff, like really stress. And some people just make everything fun. Like when I'm on a trip, why is not everything fun? Even when weird things happen, I'm like, this is funny.
Yeah.
You know?
On a good trip.
On a good trip. Even a bad trip. I'm saying like I went on trips with one of my best friends and we had things happen. Like we slept in a train station because we couldn't get somewhere. And I put a cup in front of her. Like I took a picture and it was so funny. Like there can just be like, yeah, we're sleeping in a train station. This isn't ideal. We'd take watch of who's like staying awake to watch what's going on. But it was so funny.
Yeah.
What's the worst like road trip or car trip or trip you've been on with someone else? Or best. You can share worst or best. That's how generous I am.
Most of the worst I've had have not been because of the person. It's been because of the
circumstance.
The
hangover.
When I came back from a friend's wedding in Spain and the day after, I poorly planned.
Yeah.
And so it was an open bar until 6 a.m. the wedding.
What? Well, first of all, hats off.
From like 4 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next day.
Damn.
Which is like, I guess, a Spanish.
Has to be because I'm like, that's. Too much.
It was,
but it's stunning.
Tens across the board.
Yeah.
But also, like, it was in this little village, like 2 hours outside of Madrid. Mm. But my flight with another friend,
yes,
was at I think 2 p.m. or something the next
day. Okay. I like that it's a little, but you have to get there.
There 2.5-3 hours early. Right. This was also COVID. But they changed the COVID rules that day.
No.
So like we had gotten there 3 hours early with the things we needed. And then that day they had stopped requiring you needed those things.
Oh, good. Well, at least it was in the right direction.
Yeah. But we also had a car service that had to come and get us in this like remote
town.
Whatever.
It was in tight.
So it was like, you know, no sleep. So I was just so hungover.
Yeah.
And that like whenever I come back from New Orleans, I think I cry the whole time.
Yeah.
This is just like depleted.
Yeah, there's nothing left. There's nothing to give. That's alcohol for you.
Yeah, and whatever else, you know?
Absolutely. Have a good time.
Listen, who's to say?
What stays, what happens in Madrid,
in Spain,
still listen.
New Orleans, it's
bye.
It's
a party. Look at you.
I don't know. I've never gone on a like cross-country road trip, which I would like to do.
Yeah, definitely with the right person. I could see it being really fun.
Probably with my dog.
That's the right person. That could be the right
person.
I don't
know who else would come with me on a road trip to California.
You never know.
And you just told me that you can't drive or
I
read
could
directions.
Listen, I could do it. I just can't do it for long.
Well, if we're driving to California.
Yeah. A lot of it's highways.
Yeah, but you said you can't do it for long.
I mean, like a few hours.
Yeah. Isn't it like 72-hour drive?
Are you going straight or are you stopping?
I would if I'm going on a cross-country road trip, I'd have be
fun.
Stopping.
Yeah, have fun.
But yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'd like, I guess I want to be in a road trip where someone doesn't see that as a huge weakness in me. You know, like someone doesn't look at me and go, yeah, you have bring nothing to the table, and doesn't realize what I do bring to the table, which is great times, meeting locals,
which I you're
always
great
can
at.
Ask for directions. Don't even think I can't.
See, but I can't.
That's what I'm saying. So you
but
have to have,
if we were together and you're like, let me just ask this person for directions, I would be like, I know where we're going.
Yeah, that's what somebody always says at the beginning. Okay. And then at the end, they're like, could you ask? Like everyone at the beginning is scared. But then having someone who's like, I'll talk to anyone and I will find where we're going. I am that person. And honestly, it is a valuable asset.
Are you a where are the XYZ at the grocery store type of person? Are you quick
to ask?
Oh,
yeah. I'll ask.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll look up. Normally I know where, like, it's rare I'm in a new supermarket. Normally it's like, I know it. But then if I can't find it, I'm absolutely like, let me ask. I don't need to spend 25 minutes trying to prove to someone that I could organize this place.
Do you know the grocery store D'Agostino's?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. It's very clean and white.
There's one kind of close to me. I have never seen another person in a D'Agostino's.
That's, yeah.
There is never anybody
in
this grocery store. Literally, like, it's bizarre.
That's weird.
It's always the same cashier. Wow. The manager's always, like, I'm like, is this a simulation? The manager's always standing in the same place counting.
Oh.
And there's literally no, everything's always freshly stocked.
Wow.
Nothing missing.
Like, nothing's ever bought.
Like, I literally, I'm like,
is this fake?
Just, is it only me that can see this grocery store?
And that goes. It's just
but
you
it's
that
expensive.
Goes.
Oh. I think maybe that's why.
That's true. I thought about that the other day. I was like, what could I have done? Like, what could I have fallen into? And I was like, what if I had a grocery store? And that was just a moment that I had that. And I went, the aesthetics would be so fun to decorate. You know?
Yeah. I
and
love
honestly,
a grocery store.
My grocery store would be called two options. Okay. So you come in and everything, there's two options. Cause I think there's too many options out there. Okay. I want to go in and go, which cereal? There's two options.
This is a terrible store.
Like, not the whole cereal
what
aisle.
What are the options?
Like granola. There's only.
Or Cheerios.
I'm saying, okay, but I'm saying for granola, you get two options. There is 75 types of granola at my supermarket. And I just stand there looking at it and go, that one has big clusters. That one has light clusters. This one has, I guess, more fiber. That's why it's $12. This one, like, it's too many options. And I would find peace with going, I want granola. And then looking and being like, there's this kind of granola or this. And then I grab one and I'm done.
So some things are two options because
yeah, every
you can't
category.
Do cereal.
Yes, every
what is
category.
It, like two options of Special K?
I guess.
What are you going to get rid of? There's
chocolate and strawberry. That's it.
No plain.
Sorry.
No frosted.
Nope. Not at my supermarket.
No vanilla.
Nope.
None of the is the chocolate one there?
Yeah, chocolate.
Well,
I have chocolate. And that's just it. If you want another plain cereal, I'll have plain cereal. I'll be the plain. You can either get plain Cheerio or plain whatever.
Yeah.
Raisin Bran. I don't know.
I think there's like a proven science to grocery store layout.
That it's over. There's a science between.
Like, I think there's like a science to the shopper's mind and the way that grocery stores are laid out. Like, that's why you'll always find bread and milk in the furthest distance from the door.
Oh, but why?
Because you
then?
Have to, like, the things that are most commonly purchased are the most far from the door. So you have to walk through.
So they're thinking about impulses. Themselves and not the customer. Like, actually, what's
they're
best
thinking
for
about
the-
making money as a business owner.
See, and I wouldn't do that. I would be like,
and
first
that's
of
why
all,
your business would fail.
I would have produce and the stuff that you're supposed to put on top be last. Because I'm always like, why is my fruit being smushed? Because I had to get it first.
Well, that's why they have the top thing. You always have to put fruit in the top part of the cart.
Oh,
you got to plan your cart strategically too.
I can't plan my cart because
I love grocery. I worked at a grocery store for 5 years.
Oh my God. You really know grocery store.
I love a grocery store to this day is my favorite. That's the only type of shopping I enjoy.
Wow. Now, do you let yourself wander? Do you have a list? How do you go in there? What's the game plan?
Depends on the day
and what you're doing
and where I'm going
and who
I have different favorite grocery stores based on my
Give me the ones you like.
I love a Fairway.
Fairway for what mood? Basics is Fairway.
Convenience.
Oh, convenience.
Semi-convenience because I live above a Target.
Oh.
So Target is like convenience because it's...
Yeah.
They don't have everything though.
They definitely don't.
Fairway has like different types of couscous, different,
various things. Okay.
But the best grocery store in the city, the Stop and Shop at Barclay Center.
You love a Stop and Shop.
That Stop and Shop, you will think that you have walked into
heaven,
an upstate, like
really,
it's a full grocery store, like an upstate suburban.
Damn. Yeah. The aisles are big, honey.
Big aisles, 25 That's registers, what I miss. Like the whole nine yards.
That's what I miss. I miss the bakery section. When I used to have to go with my mom and they always had free cookies.
When I worked at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Wanted to work in the bakery.
Of course. First of all, it's so romantic. It's for something about a bakery. You know what's weird is
I did work at a bakery for a bit when I was working at Westville.
Yeah.
I had worked basically in every position ever.
Wow.
Including I covered a maternity leave doing payroll.
Wow.
And like HR. And then they opened a bakery.
Yeah.
That has since closed, I believe, and nobody wanted to work at the bakery.
Why? Oh my God, I would be first hand up for the bakery.
The person in charge of the bakery was kind of difficult.
Oh, okay.
And so I was on sat. Also, you're not making tips.
That's fine. I just want to flirt in a bakery.
It was a new, and a lot of their stuff is wholesale. So like, different coffee shops
muffins.
And stuff.
Or okay. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, here
like,
you.
We have like 50 muffins going to NYU.
I see.
Whatever.
I see.
And so there's a lot of baking, but I was on salary. So they were like, we'll give you your salary to work at the bakery for like a few months until we whatever. And it was
a dream.
A dream.
Oh my God.
And the person that was like in charge that I got along with very well.
Yeah.
And it was kind of romantic.
That's what I'm saying. If you've ever seen The Perfect Man.
I would like scoop cookies.
Stop.
When it wasn't busy.
Oh my God. The Perfect Man with Hilary Duff famously. Her mother in it, which is Heather Graham. Is that right? Is that who I wanted to say?
It sounds plausible.
It's the girl who was in like 90210. No, Melrose Place. The old one.
No.
I was wrong about the name.
Was she in 90210?
No, she was in Melrose Place. She's like the famous blonde in Melrose Place. Really big eyes. I thought it was Heather.
Heather Graham.
Son of a gun.
Heather Graham's from...
Yeah, that was wrong. Heather Graham was wrong once I said it.
Heather Locklear?
Locklear. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Heather Locklear, who's her mom. Good. Look at all of us. And she's a baker in it. And I mean, I just find in another life, I was a little baker. Okay. I was... for some reason, just like naturally thin and I baked. Okay.
You're just describing Hallmark movies.
Yeah, exactly. But I love that. I mean, and I love like someone coming in, like a man coming in with a sweet tooth. I'm turned on. Talk about the gym. I'm not turned on. A man who has a sweet tooth. I'm in.
Do you know how many times I got hit on at the bakery? Zero.
Oh, but you were selling wholesale.
Zero.
But you were selling wholesale. Oh,
but it's also like. Yeah, it didn't.
Well, let it out. It's just me.
See how romantic that was?
That was cute. What's a cute little sneeze?
What was I saying? That I never got hit on at the bakery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if like, again, you know how you talked about like me back then, me now, like me back then working at a bakery, obviously I would only make enemies and no friends, but now I would flirt.
I wasn't giving the energy?
I don't know if you were, I have to say.
I'm sure I was not.
That's what I'm saying. So I think that like if Wouldn't you worked if at I one now, could. Don't you think you'd be like,
no.
Oh, chocolate? Okay, someone likes chocolate. That's so fun. That's what's it for?
Like you having a conversation.
Yeah, that is me.
That doesn't sound like me ever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you flirt.
Like this.
Yeah.
Are you not picking up on it?
Like, I don't know how I flirt. I think I'm just more...
someone else definitely has to start flirting.
Yeah.
And then I don't realize that it's flirting until like,
yeah,
I do bits. I guess that's how I flirt.
I think it is bits. It's little fun
bits. I'm a
bit
flirter.
That's cute.
But
you could be like, do you want sugar with that?
Are they flirting? Or are they just
being nice, which is part of it? Because actually some people are just nice and just kind of flirt with everyone because it's just being nice. Flirting is just a nice energy.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I can't go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, can be hard.
I'm like, don't fucking ask me what I'm doing this weekend if you don't want to hang out.
I always flirt. I don't know if it's flirt, but I always play a game with my cashier. If they don't start the convo well, I'll be like, how much do you think it's going to be? I'll be like, let's go. And I'll say what I think. And then it's very fun. Everyone has fun playing.
I bet they do.
Yeah. It's like, it's just a fun game that you can play. And if they guess high, I go, oh God. Oh God. You think it's going to be that much? She's like, that's a lot of frozen food. And I go, you're right. And it's
like,
just fun.
It's not a lot, you bitch. Like that's
yeah.
where
I would... And I think that's the line.
A little on guard.
A guard, I think is the word. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why you should practice flirting with just people you don't care about. Be a Trader Joe's. Imagine if you had to flirt with random strangers every day. Then when you left, you'd be like,
even as a service person,
yeah.
which I did for a very long time.
Right.
I was never.
You were not flirty.
A flirt. When I was a server, I was very much, this is a turn and burn situation. Like and I also find that if somebody tips 20%,
yeah,
they tip 20%. Right. So like, we could have the same table.
Yes, I agree.
I don't connect with them at all, but you are best friends with them
yeah.
and we get the same tip. So yeah. I was sort of the server that would be like, you have to stop flirting with that fucking table because yeah. we have people waiting
oh,
and it's,
wow.
we make money by table.
Okay.
So,
so
I guess if I could do it again,
would you? Yeah.
I mean, no, but if I did it now,
yeah,
I would like to think that maybe I'd be a little bit,
I think you could,
but I'm also not as desperate for like tips. Like no, then I'm like, I need to make $200 today or
right.
I'm not going to be able to.
And I'm saying not flirting for tips, like flirting just to flirt, flirting just to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like flirting just to be like, boop, bop, you know?
When's the last time you flirted?
I try to flirt a lot. I don't know. I try to flirt whenever I can, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's I not guess great. I'm just, like, I really expect the worst out of people, I think.
Yeah.
And so if they're like, hi, blah, I'm like, what? No, I don't. And 9 times out of 10, it is like, we're looking for. Oh. I can't dodge anybody quicker than those people that.
Yeah.
The like ASPCA.
See, and they get me every time because they go, I love your outfit. And then I'm like, well, that is really sweet.
But see, no, I literally people, I remember recently.
Yeah.
Walking, someone's like, you look like somebody that loves comedy. And I'm like, do I look like somebody who fucking loves comedy? You couldn't be further off. And like, I didn't say anything. I looked, obviously. And he was like, I guess not.
No. And I'm like, no. Those people really also, hurt my heart.
When it's near my, they're always like in front of Target, there'll be people or like at Madison Square Park where I always take the dog. And I'm like, I fucking live here.
Okay. Yeah.
I would like to be able to like not have to be asked to donate to like the rescue organization
yeah.
that is, I don't know what it even is. Also, like the ASPCA CEO made like $2 million last year.
Oh.
Like I'm like, no. Okay.
No.
You got to donate directly to like places.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these big organizations are a scam.
They are. Isn't that'll get you every time when you think about that stuff. You know what I mean?
God. Sometimes it's crazy when you realize that you have become your parent.
Yeah.
Like every day a little bit more. I'm like, I am my father. Like I'll say things that are like verbatim things that he's and I'm like, oh.
Oh, I know.
Like, how do I know how much the CEO of the ASPCA made because of my father?
Yeah.
Being like, it's a scam. The CEO makes XYZ.
And then you're like, yeah, I guess that is true. A nonprofit normally doesn't have big margins.
But.
Yeah, you know, I don't know much. But what I do know is that everyone could use a little extra flirting in January. And even if it is with that person on the street who, like, sometimes I'm like, I actually don't have time right now. And they're like, well, have a great day. And I say, could you do me a favor? Could you have a great day?
But see, when I do, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm wasting their time.
I think they just want someone to talk to them and not yell at them. I can't imagine having that job. That job makes me feel sad.
I once, not that long ago, they were like training someone.
Yeah.
And I could like hear them doing the training. And he's like, yeah, really try to make direct eye contact with people as long as you can, because then they'll feel worse about just walking by.
I mean, that's true.
And I'm like, try to look into my eyes.
I dare you.
Nobody has looked directly into my eyes in 20 years.
No.
Since I came out of the womb.
Oh, stop
it. And the doctor accidentally made eye contact with me.
Oh. You have beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
You really do.
Stop looking
at them. I think because you're wearing green, too. It, like, makes the brown lighter.
It brings out the, yeah.
You know what I mean?
A nice hazel. My roommate has bright green eyes, and, like, it is crazy how certain clothes and like sun and stuff will change.
Yes.
Because there's been times where I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's crazy how eyes
change. I know. It is a beautiful thing. And I do think, and I'll say this, but I do think that that we're all just eyes kind of traveling through life.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means, like, you know, when you see someone who's gotten older, but their eyes are the same. Like, the only thing that I think stays the same in somebody is their eyes. Like,
unless they go blind.
Unless they go blind. And then I'm sorry to say, but most of the time when you look into someone's eyes, you're like, there you are. Like, there you are in your eyes. And I think, like, whenever I've been in love and I've been looking into someone's eyes, I'm like, wow, it's you and it's me and these eyes, like, forever, like these eyes and me. Or even my best friends, I'll look at their eyes and be like, wow, I, like, love these eyes. And I can't believe how, like, much fun we've had, like, in these eyes and in these moments. I just think people are eyes.
What's your initial attraction
to eyes?
To, like, a man? What features?
Beard. Beard.
No, you know when you like someone.
Yeah, it's a kind face. I know that's weird. I'm like really attracted to like what looks like a kind face. And I can't describe what that even means. I just, some people I'm like, I don't trust that face. And some people I'm like, wow, I really like that face.
I think it's face.
And I like, to be honest, like dark hair features. I like a beard. I like a mustache. I like dark. I like eyebrows. I like hair.
Like bushy brows. Not like a unibrow, but bushy brows. Oof. And long eyelashes.
Oof.
And a good smile.
Damn.
On a guy.
Damn.
Game over.
Done.
There's something about like long eyelashes.
Oh, I know.
On a man.
Thick, too. They haven't been touched by anything ever.
And they haven't
ever
been touched.
Never
touched. They don't even know what they have.
No, they don't know.
It's like,
it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
I know.
It's something else.
It really is something else. It's
because like a bad smile. I'm like,
I know.
And I'm not talking about like bad teeth, like bad.
Just a bad smile. Some people have such an inviting smile and some people's smiles say, stay away. Protect yourself. Yeah. You're like, wait. Yeah, I do like a smile. And I do like eyes. I mean, once you like start, I mean, my first thing I don't think is eyes, but then like, yeah, I have to love their eyes. I have to like looking at their eyes.
Mm.
It doesn't necessarily mean color. I think because a lot of my family had brown eyes, like I tend to. But I mean, when someone has like colorful eyes, I'll be like, holy fuck. I can't believe I get
like
to look at
brown,
these.
I'm like, I feel like brown eyes are more
common.
Like.
Safe. Just kidding.
Safe, yeah.
Yeah, they are safe. Yeah.
So
there's something beautiful about it. There is something beautiful about it.
Anyway, so if anybody has safe eyes and nice long eyelashes,
give us a call.
And naturally bushy brows and a good smile.
Why aren't we getting set up more? I'm really mad about that.
No one sets me up.
I know. I think more people. Well, some people do try to set you up and you do reject it, but
you have
tried.
Let's not get into it.
Okay. But that's an
for your sake. We're not going to get into it.
Okay. But regardless, that is an attempt.
Because knowing another gay person doesn't mean that's
I
where
thought
I'm like,
you guys would like, go. You said if I was, you said we have the same type. If I was attracted.
Jesse, we've gone over this. And I said the fact that you were attracted to him is alarming. because he is a homosexual.
Yeah, no,
extreme.
I know that. But that doesn't mean that I'm not like, I'm like, if that were a straight man, I'd be like, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
When have you set me up? Name one time.
I don't have a lot of straight male friends.
Yeah, well, me neither.
And we also know most of the same people.
I know.
Peripherally.
Yeah.
Or a lot of the same people. You're out of camera.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was just like, I guess I was just really relaxing for a second. I said, what an incredible moment.
How long have we been going?
50.
Okay.
Wow. 10 minutes. What's the big deal? That's fine.
Well, I feel like you're better at dating. You're also like, what if I set you up with someone and then 5 minutes in, you're like, I'm not feeling it.
I wouldn't do that if someone set me up. I would at least make friends. That's what's fun about dating is that worst case, you can make friends.
That's a very optimistic outlook.
Like I'm saying, if it's a setup, I'm like, okay, well, at least we could be friends. I think that's a nice way to go in.
If I was set up with someone and then.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, I'm really not feeling it, but at least we can be friends. I would obviously be like, yeah, of course. And I would walk away being like, I will never talk to them ever again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but if you're in the same, I don't really know. I haven't been set up in so long. Like, I can't even think of a time, honestly.
Do you want me to set you up?
Yeah. If you know somebody.
I can post an ad.
Post an ad. See what happens. I don't know.
I feel like some of our listeners must have.
That's what
your husbands
think.
Must have friends.
That's what's so wild is like people who are like, yeah, like if you have a husband and if he doesn't have good guy friends, weird. If they're all married, that's fine. But then it's like, why aren't you ever friends with single people? Look at yourself that way. You can't be friends with single people now because you're in a couple. Get out of your ass.
I was watching Married to Medicine and there was one, they like weren't inviting. I think it was Married to Medicine, but they were like, we're not inviting her because she's not like in a couple.
I can't. Goodbye.
That would fuck if like I had a friend or whatever that did that. I would be like, you're a joke.
You're a joke.
I would lose my mind.
I'd be anybody like, I'm not going to your divorce party. How do you like
only,
that?
Like party.
Yeah.
That is so fucking, like, I wish divorce on you.
Me too. I think
that
it's
was
so
too much,
weird.
Maybe, but I do
I wish
you
unhappy.
Have a taste
yeah.
of the opposite.
I'm not saying every now and then you can do couples night, which, listen, we've all done a couples night. And by the way, it's very forced.
No, I mean,
it's
there's
so
like couples
forced.
Nights, but if you're having a party.
Like, have a party and stop being weird.
Or, like, a trip.
And if you have a single friend, do you get to flirt with people and find them a date. Why aren't you doing that? What's wrong with you?
So anyway, yeah,
I
things
love that
are going
shit.
Really well.
But things are going well, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah.
We're living, we're thriving, we're getting through January. That's all I'll say. We are getting through it.
Yeah.
And can we plug that thing?
Yeah, if you want.
Guess what, you whores? We're doing a Valentine's Day show.
Adjacent.
It's not going to be on Valentine's Day, but...
And it's not for Valentine's Day.
It's for us.
It's couples only. You can only buy.
This is an anti-Valentine's podcast, isn't it?
Well,
why do you say that?
Yeah.
I've just been listening to the last 15 minutes
Listen,
or so.
Well, we'll do like the sluttiest Hallmark. We'll have so much fun. Maybe I'll show tits. Who's to say?
Okay.
We'll have fun.
Jesse's. It's also going to be in the morning.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's a lazy like
Sunday.
It's a lazy Sunday.
The Sunday before Valentine's Day. It's a brunch show.
Yes, it's a brunch show.
You don't have to have your tits out.
Of course not.
Virtual, obviously.
We might be in our pajamas.
Who knows?
Yeah, I haven't.
Probably not.
Okay, well, we'll look respectable. But
what I wear to bed and what I wear in the world really is not that different.
Yeah, me too. I don't have. See, these are the two things I want to invest in. Sleep clothes and workout clothes. When I'm either of those two things, I look as if, yeah, I'm in high school and I'm disheveled.
You know, I just love a pair of sweatpants.
Me too. So it's sweatpants and a t-shirt.
It'll be fun. It'll be dumb. It'll be full of cum. Okay.
Oh my God.
Happy
That's
Valentine's
exactly
Day.
Right. Have a happy ending with us. Let's get sloppy.
We will obviously post the link when it's time. So just, you know, put it on your schedule.
Just put it on your schedule. Invite your single friends. I don't care.
Or have them buy their own link and do it from home as well.
Yeah. Let's make this a fun time. Let's have fun. Okay. It's going to be great. We're trying to do more live shows with you guys because we're obsessed with you. And it'll be fun. I'm excited.
So, you know, and we'll probably decorate. I'm sure Jesse will.
Yes, of course I will. Of course I will.
$500 at Party City for Valentine's Day.
I have to. I'm not going to not make a set a set. I'm not going to not.
Okay.
A set's a set once you make it a set.
That's so true.
Thank you for saying that.
But anyway, guys, until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The middle children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.